Blog Talk Radio.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nollyvette Milligan. Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliment to host Nollyvette Miller again. True friend, listen in as the healing begin. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strapped with a KJV, 66 to kill all that noise.
Glory, all honor, all power, all praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome, everyone, to the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nollyvette Milligan. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to go over the book of Leviticus. You know, sometimes we have to take it back to the old school, at least I know I do. And this, of course, is to teach me how to more and more appreciate the birth, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, when I read the Old Testament, it reminds me of the things that had to be done before the birth of Christ. And it makes me appreciate the Lord more and more each and every day. But right now, as you all know, I have got to get my praise on. So let's start off with some Canton Spirituals. I like them. You know, when I play music, I don't play music just to be popular or anything. I'm a talk program, not a radio program. I mean, you know what I mean. But I love playing the old school music because it has such an anointing on it. So, ladies and gentlemen, glad I got Jesus by the Canton Spirituals right here on the DYAFN radio program.
Jesus.
because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because.
One of the most beautiful worship songs that I have ever heard in my life. It is absolutely gorgeous. And I hope that particular song, you know, ushers in holiness. It ushers in the Holy Spirit, that you will hear this broadcast with an open heart, an open mind, an open body, an open spirit, and more above that, an open soul. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk briefly about the book of Leviticus. If you have a, if you have a comment that needs to be made, or if you would like to just speak to the host, you can contact us at area code 323-417-6701. Again, the number is area code 323-417-6701. All you have to do is press 1, and you can speak to me, the host. Now, I know that many of you out there are wondering, why did I choose the book of Leviticus to speak about? The reason being is this. Every morning I get up, and I'm reading the Bible. I always pray and I read the Bible. Now, I haven't always done this, but this is something that I'm trying to make a habit of, is simply reading the Word of God. And in thinking about what was going on back in the Old Testament, it makes me appreciate more the birth, death, and resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach, which is the Hebrew name for Jesus Christ. I should say the Jewish name. Now, the fact of the matter is that in the Old Testament, there were a lot of rituals and sacrifices that were made in order to receive atonement from God. And when I was reading through Leviticus, and when I noticed what these particular rituals are and what these requirements were, it just really made me appreciate the Lord even more, because there were so many details about the different types of offerings to God in order to atone. And there were different type of offerings. Like in Leviticus, the first chapter, it basically goes over regulations of burnt offerings. Chapter 2 is meat offerings. Chapter 3 is peace offerings. And chapter 4 talks about the regulations for offerings of sin and ignorance. You know, and in chapter 4, it breaks it real down. The sin offering for the congregation, the sin offering for the common people, and, of course, regulations of sin offerings are in chapter 5. Now, these were just the first five books, the first five chapters of Revelation. So let me bring in a definition as to what exactly the book of Leviticus is all about. Now, the word Leviticus, it's from Greek. It means relating to the Levites. It's the third book of the Hebrew Bible, and it's the third of the five books of the Torah or the Pentateuch. And please forgive me for mispronouncing these words. In Hebrew, the word means veyukra or weyukra, which comes from its first word, and he called. And, of course, the English name is from the Latin Leviticus, taken in turn from the Greek and a reference to the Levites, the tribe of Aaron, who was Moses' brother. And, by the way, Moses is the author of the book of Leviticus. And Aaron is Moses' brother, from where priests have descended from. The book, however, addresses all of the people of Israel, which is the first two chapters, through some passages addressing the priests specifically, which is chapters 6 through 8. Now, most of its chapters, which is 1 through 7 and 11 through 27, consist of God's speech to Moses, which he is commanded to repeat to the Israelites. This takes place within the story of the Israelites' exodus after they escaped Egypt and reached Mount Sinai. Now, really, the book of Leviticus is a continuation of the book of Exodus. Now, the book of Exodus, it narrates how Moses led the Israelites in building the tabernacle, which is Exodus 35 through 40. And by the way, you know, you guys should read that. It was pretty fascinating, at least to me anyway. Based on God's instructions from Exodus 25 and 31, then in Leviticus, God tells the Israelites and their priests how to make the offerings in the tabernacle and how to conduct themselves while camped around the holy tent sanctuary. Leviticus takes place during the month or month and a half between the completion of the tabernacle, which is in the last chapter of Exodus, and the Israelites' departure from Sinai, which is Numbers 1 and 1 and 10 through 11. The instructions of Leviticus emphasize rituals, morals, and legal practices rather than beliefs. Nevertheless, it reflects the worldview of the creation story in Genesis, the first chapter, that God wishes to live with humans. This book teaches that faithful performance of the sanctuary rituals can make that possible, so long as the people avoid sin and impurity whenever possible. The rituals, especially the sin and guilt offerings, provide the means to gain forgiveness for sins. That's in Leviticus 4 and 5. And purification from impurities. That's in Leviticus 10 through 16. So that God can continue to live in the tabernacle in the midst of the people. Now, the traditional view is that Leviticus was compiled by Moses, or that the material in it goes back to his time. But internal clues suggest that the book developed much later in Israel's history and was completed either near the end of the Judean monarchy or late 7th century BEC, before Christ, or in the exilic or post-exilic period of the 6th and 5th centuries before Christ. Scholars debate whether it was written primarily for Jewish worship in exile that centered on reading or preaching, or was aimed instead at worshipers at temples in Jerusalem and Samaria. Scholars are practically unanimous that the book had a long period of growth, that it includes some material of considerable antiquity, and it reached its present form in the Persian period, which is 538-332 before Christ. Now, in the book of Leviticus, let's take it to the first chapter, and I'm just going to read a few verses to make you understand what these rituals were that people were required to do. This was not a request. This was not, this was not something that you can voluntarily do. These were requirements. These were the regulations on how to do offerings with instructions specifically from Jehovah God. And the first verse said, "And the Lord called unto Moses and spake unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say unto them, If any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish." Now, that means that the cattle that you had to bring to the Lord couldn't be just any cattle. He couldn't be diseased. He couldn't be spotted. He couldn't be an imperfect sacrifice. He had to have purification. It had to have without blemish. Okay? Continuing in verse 3, "He shall offer it on his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord." Okay? And then the fourth verse says, he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Now, the next point I'm about to read is something that really got me and how much I appreciate the birth, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because even though this is a requirement of and regulated that people needed to do, I don't know if I would have been able to do it, and I guess I would if during that time I had to do it in order to make atonement for my sin. So let's keep going with the fifth verse. It says that he shall kill the bullock before the Lord, and the priest, Aaron's sons, and when I say priest, that's plural, Aaron's sons shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Six says, and he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And the priest, Aaron's son, shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire, which is upon the altar. But his inwards and his legs he wash in water. And the priest shall burn all of the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of the sweet savor of the Lord. Now, those are the first nine verses to tell you about the burnt offerings. Now, the priest, Aaron, and his sons, they were the ones that had to take the blood of these beasts and spread the blood around the altar of the tabernacle and you know, wash the legs and the parts and all of that and offer it as a burnt offering, which made it a sweet savor to the Lord. Okay, he had to wash the inwards and legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, and of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Brothers and sisters out there, I want you to imagine yourselves going to get a beast, be it cattle, ram, lamb, sheep, or whatever the case may be. And when you're offering it to the Lord, you had to kill this beast, okay, and cut it up in pieces, wash different parts of it, and put it on the fire as a sacrifice to the Lord. Now, in this day and age, we take it for full granted about the birth, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And please let me not skip over the crucifixion, because he became the sacrificial lamb. And though they did not burn him, he definitely became an offering for our sins, for our atonement. Now, of course, and one other thing that is emphasized, unlike these beasts that were killed, the Lord Jesus Christ was not killed. The Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life. He gave up the ghost in order for us to become saved. You know, there is no one else that could have done it for us. And just like that, just like in Leviticus, when a beast was offered without spot or wrinkle, without blemish, Jesus was also without blemish. He was
I've been redeemed. Yeah.
Amen, 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 amen. His blood still works. See, that's the reason why I wanted to play that particular song. We're talking about the book of Leviticus, and immediately I start talking about how the Lord Jesus Christ became the sacrificial lamb, and all of a sudden the equipment wants to start tripping. This is the reason why the Lord gave me the DYAFN radio program. And for those of you that don't know what DYAFN means, it stands for Devil, You Ain't Fooling Nobody. Amen and amen. You split tongue heathen, always messing with people. Anyway, we're going to continue into the book of Leviticus. We have 24 minutes left in the program. For those of you that want to call in or you want to make a comment, the telephone number is area code 417-6701. Again, the number is area code 323-417-6701. Now, in continuing in the book of Leviticus, I'm going to read from something that I found on the internet. This is called The Surprising God. It's viewing God, Jesus, Scripture, and the life through the lens of incarnational Trinitarian theology. Okay. Now, this is what this particular article said about the about Leviticus. And like I said, Leviticus is a continuance of Exodus. And this particular article was very interesting to me. And see, what it says here about the purpose and title, it says Exodus concludes with the glory of God's personal presence filling the newly constructed tabernacle, and Leviticus follows with God calling to Moses from the tabernacle in the Hebrew Bible. And this, in the Hebrew Bible, this book bears the name of its first words, and we've gone over all of that before. Now, let's start again with Leviticus. Let's go like unto the 10th chapter. Now, this is where I'm reading. This is where my reading is today. There are two of Aaron's sons. Two of Aaron's sons are Nadab and Abihu, and they were devoured in fire. You know why? Because of disobedience. They did not do what the Lord told them to do, and they died. It says here in the 10th chapter in the first verse, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereof and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he did not command them not. Now, what that simply means is that they were having a little bit of burnt offering and sacrifices on their own, and they did it without the permission of God. So they went out from the fire. I mean, they went out fire from the Lord, and the fire devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Okay? Now, ladies and gentlemen, please understand, the Lord can get all of us up out of here at any given time. It doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter when. Just know the fact that it can be done. There are people who are dying right now as we speak, either because it was their time or they may be dying from their own hand. I don't know. But I do know that if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus Christ, we would all be in hell right now. There are so many different things to distract us from the true meaning of the Bible. You have these people who have their other gods, and there are people who are atheists and agnostic. They want to come to their own understanding of things. They try to make a mockery not only of Christianity, but of Christians themselves. And then they have the unmitigated gall to think that they're superior to Christians or whatever because they think that they're smarter. And I don't know what it is that makes people think that they can be smarter than God, especially when he created all of us. But again, that's another story. Continuing in Leviticus, it even speaks of the chapter of foods being clean and unclean. And the Lord said, spoken to Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean to you. Okay? Again, these were requirements. These are stipulations that were given by the Lord God and instructed through Moses in order for us to atone for sin. And, you know, I'm telling you, if people would realize the different things that we had to go through before Christ in order to atone for our sins, I think they would like, I would hope to think that they would think twice about, you know, doing sin and all these different type of things. Anyway, going through Leviticus, it talks about everything. Cleansing from the plague of leprosy, which is in the 14th chapter. It talks about discerning and treating leprosy in the 13th chapter. The purification of women after birth, that is the 12th chapter. The cleansing of man's bodily discharges, that's in the 15th chapter. You know, and it goes on and on and on. Commandments concerning vows made to God, that's the 27th chapter. Blessings to the obedient, curses to the disobedient. All of this is in Leviticus. And again, you know, I am running out of time, and I do know that. But to give you a kind of a thing on Leviticus, sin is always detestable in God's sight. Even now today, God hates sin. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts about it. He hates all sin. This is why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save all of us. Not just save those of you that don't believe, but for those of us like myself who struggled in their walk, those who want to walk the way that the Lord walks or talk the way or think the way he does, but we're struggling because of our flesh. Okay, God's plan is that all sin must be atoned for by the offering of sacrificial blood as fulfilled in Christ's atonement. God is totally holy, and he requires our holiness and dedication. God is not, never has been, nor will he ever be the author of confusion, but of orderliness in worship. We keep God's laws not to become acceptable to him, but as an expression of our love for and trust in him. Let me say that again. We do not keep God's laws. We keep God's laws not to become acceptable to him. Let me say that one more time. We keep God's laws not to become acceptable to him, but as an expression of our love for and our trust in him. Faithfulness to God's word allows his peace and presence to fulfill our lives. And see, that's why Leviticus is so fascinating, because in Leviticus, it sets down regulations to preserve the spiritual, moral, and physical purity of the people. Instructions are provided on how to live holy lives through sacrifice and worship. Leviticus also discusses the five major offerings that we discussed very briefly: the burnt offering, the meat offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering. That's something we can go over real quickly. And other concerns of Leviticus includes Aaron's role as priest, the laws for the priesthood, cleanliness, the Day of Atonement, laws to regulate holiness in all of life, and the appointed feast of the Lord. Now, I do understand that the more that I read, and I'm speaking of anybody that reads the Bible, the more that we study to show ourselves approved in the Word of God, that's how much more precious the birth, crucifixion, death, and death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ becomes. We are not under that law anymore. You know, we don't have to sacrifice beast. We don't have to do any of those things. We don't have to offer different offerings for different types of situations, you know. All we need to do is just one thing, and that is repent. Repent. It's a whole lot easier to repent than to do all of this stuff that they did in Leviticus. That is for sure. And so right now we have about 14 minutes left in the program. For those of you that need prayer, you can call in area code 323-417-6701. You can call in and you can request prayer, and I'll be happy to pray for you and pray with you. For those of you that are going through any kind of situation, no matter what type it is, now, for me, it is none of my business what you're going through, but I will tell you that the Lord knows, understands, and can deliver you from any situation that you are going through. He is the only one that can deliver you from any situation you're going through. The Lord is not a Band-Aid. Hallelujah, Lord, I heard, He is not a temporary fix. He is a permanent solution to whatever it is that you are going through. He can do it. He can do it better than any doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, oh, Lord, psychic. He is the real deal. He is God. He is not a magician. He doesn't need magic. He doesn't need any of that foolishness. He is God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end, and he is everything in between. So if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I want to extend a branch to you, an olive branch to you, because the Lord is not a respecter of persons. I don't care what you have done that was so horrific that you know that you can not only go to hell but make a hell of your own. The Lord is a yoke-destroying, stronghold-shattering, burden-lifting God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. In the Bible, he is called Jehovah Elyon. Elyon means he is truly the Most High God. So if you, and this is as simple as this, you don't have to send anybody any money. You don't have to be in church. You can accept the Lord right where you are under the sound of our voices right now. It says here in Romans 10 and 9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and because it's a twofold thing, and believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And it's just that simple. It really is just that simple. It doesn't take rocket scientists. You don't have to be a biblical scholar or a theology person. I was trying to say theologian, but anyway. but you don't have to be anything but just humble. Open up your heart. Open up your mind, body, soul, and spirit, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you. He adores you. He wouldn't do anything to hurt you. He wouldn't do anything to upset you or make you upset. You know what I know about the Lord Jesus Christ? He never made anybody blind. He never crippled anybody. He never put anyone in harm's way. That's what I know about the Lord Jesus Christ. If your God didn't do that, well, we need to talk. But the thing is, the Lord Jesus Christ always has been and always will be a savior of love, okay? There are times when we don't even love ourselves, and Christ loves us more than we love ourselves. And I'm not speaking about vanity or ego or anything or, you know, self-centeredness, because even in the midst of that, the Lord loves you regardless. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play one last song before we go off the air. Let's see. What can I play? What can I play? Yeah, something joyous, something praising. You know what? I'm going to play My Testimony by Ben Tanker. It's right here on the DYAFN radio program.
This is my testimony.
By one of my favorite gospel artists, and that is Minister Ben Tanker. Very shout out to Ben Tanker, everyone. We've got about 6 minutes left in the program, so before we get out of here, I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast about the book of Leviticus. I was trying to try to get in as much as I could within an hour, but with Leviticus, we have to go more and more in depth with Leviticus, and I hope in Jesus' name that I was able to try to get over to the point of what the people went through before the birth crucifixion and death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray in Jesus' name that this was pleasing, first to the Lord himself, because I'm a servant of his. And then I hope you have some kind of inkling and understanding of what people had to go through back in that day in order to atone for sin, when Jesus became the ultimate atonement, the ultimate sacrificial lamb just for us. So before I get off the air, if this program is sponsored by Gifts by Nylivet. We have over 1,000 items available for all of your gift-giving needs. We have everything from wine baskets to cookie baskets. We have some beautiful personalized items, you know, like for birthdays and weddings and everything. So for more information, please go to the website, which is giftsbynylivet.labellabaskets.com. Again, that is giftsbynylivet.labellabaskets.com. And also, I want to give a shout-out to my friend, Pastor, my brother in Christ, Pastor Nagu Kumar, who is in India. Ladies and gentlemen, he needs help with his ministry. His ministry is called Agape Ministries, and of course, Agape means love. He's doing a great job out there with his family, but he does need contributions and donations to further the his ministry there for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I basically don't do too many endorsements when it comes to ministry, but I do endorse this gentleman. I have spoken with him. He has a beautiful family, and he definitely needs all the help that he can get. So please help my friend Nagu Kumar, Pastor Nagu Kumar. I have posted the information on my Facebook page. So for those of you that can help, we can really appreciate it. And even if you want to call him, because his call-in number is on there too, he can use a whole lot of encouragement. So anyway, thank you very much for that, and thank you in advance for helping my brother in Christ, Pastor Nagu Kumar. Ladies and gentlemen, also before we close, before we leave, I want to give a very special shout out to the family of Bobby Christina Brown, Whitney Houston's, the late Whitney Houston's daughter. They have found her face down in a tub, just like her mother, and she is fighting for her life right now. And I'm asking all of you, please, please, please keep this young lady uplifted in prayer and cover her father, Bobby Brown, and the Houston family. God bless you, Miss Sissy Houston. God bless you. God bless you. Keep this family uplifted in prayer. Bobby Christina is very special to me. She's around the same age as my own daughter. And the devil in hell is a lie. It's not time for her to go. So please keep your prayers uplifted for her. Anyway, I'm out of here. We love you. We adore you. And if you want to reach me, I am on Facebook, and it ain't too many people with the name of Nylivet Milligan, trust me. I am on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest. I am on Google+. You can find me anywhere. Just put in the name Nylivet Milligan, and you will find me. Trust me. Anyway, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you next week for the DYAFN radio program. I am your humble servant, Nylivet Milligan. Please receive this from Psalms 100, the third verse. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. God bless you this week.
This is DYAFN. Devil, you ain't fooling no one. Brought to you by Nylivet Milligan.
It's Blog Talk Radio, back at it again. Compliment to host Nylivet Milligan. True friend, listen in as the healing begin. Once again, kicking Satan smack dead in the chin. Been relieved of his duty, all his works are destroyed. Staying strong in the truth, always walking in joy. Devil, use a lie, you ain't fooling nobody with your toys. Strap with KJB 66 to kill all that noise.
After all, I'm just a human being. Sorry, I've been dealing. All I have in this world is my word and my name. All I see in this world is hurting and pain. So let me explain, this is how I'm feeling. For you I'm kneeling, hands clasped together, looking up at the ceiling. A good person doing bad things, that's why I'm pleading. Find it in your heart to forgive me. You're my only sanctuary, the only one that's understanding me. How you plan for me, my destiny. How you see the best in me. This life's vexing me, feds try arresting me. I've got questions that perplexing me. The entity of my enemies is plenty.